I'd catch a Gregnade for you.
Yeah,
yeah. I'd jump in front of a Greg train for you.
Yeah.
I'd even run on my brain for you. Yeah. I would go through all of this pain to put a Greg show straight in your brain. I would die for you, baby, but you won't listen to my podcast.
Two guys, two mics, one name. Live from a desk deep inside the Yay Network studios, it's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
Hey, it's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Greg Olds.
And today, we're going to attempt to do something a little bit different on our show. Normally, we just talk about the stories of the day or things that are happening in our life or whatnot. But we've decided to go in the direction of a bit that was inspired by the actual big show that happens here in the Yay Network studio, the Kid Craddock in the Morning Show.
It's time for an impression challenge.
They are doing impressions, and you can hear more about that on our other podcast called Behind Kids Back. We'll get into those details later, and we'll listen to them do their impressions. But we decided that we would come up with five celebrities and throw them at each other. So Greggles has five celebrities on his list. Mm-hmm. I have five on mine. I will say one, and Greggles will have to do that impersonation.
Try to do it, at least.
Try to do it.
And so, I will say five, and he will try to do it.
So this is going to go one of two ways.
Poorly, or really poorly.
Yeah, it's going to go bad or really bad. Quickly. All right, so with that being said, let's get this party started. You're going to go first?
I'll throw one at you.
Okay.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Get down. It's not a tuba. I'm doing a podcast. Oh!
I don't know where the last little part came in.
Nice.
That was... We should have to read a sentence as one of those people. What do you think about that?
I would like that.
Instead of just doing that normal... Like, get down. It's not a tuba. I'll be back.
Like, you could do that all day. So, we'll reach into our bag of stories from the past couple days. Oh, okay. Nothing says fun like doing a celebrity impression to the Paula Deen story from her sons.
I am who I am. I am who I is.
Okay. So, all right. So I'll have to do Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Reading that sentence. Read us just a sentence.
Just the first line of the sentence.
Get down. Celebrity chef Paula Deen's son staunchly defended their mother Tuesday, saying allegations of racism were false. Character assassination.
That's the worst Arnold I've ever heard.
All right. Now you'll get the second line there.
All right.
And you'll have to read the second line of that story as Johnny Depp.
I don't even know how to do that.
You got to figure it out.
Johnny Depp, what does he sound like?
He almost sounds like...
Like he's kind of stoned. He's like... I'm trying to think of Captain Jack Sparrow. He just kind of makes noises. He mumbles and makes noises.
Okay, you can read it as Captain Jack Sparrow.
Neither... I can't even think of how to do it.
He kind of sounds like John Lennon, but without the accent.
That's not... You do it. Since you think you could do it.
Let's see the line.
You do it.
Neither one of our parents ever taught us to be bigoted towards any other person for any reason.
That sounds horrible. That doesn't sound like anybody.
Bobby Deen told CNN New Day in an exclusive interview with Chris Cuomo.
That's my Johnny Depp.
So we kind of... Our mother is one of the most compassionate, good-hearted, empathetic people you'll ever meet. He added, these accusations are very hurtful to her, and it's very sad.
Okay, all right, what do you got?
I want you to read the next one as Barack Obama.
In a recent lawsuit.
That's more like... I went into Jerry Seinfeld.
In a recent lawsuit.
Okay.
Who are these people?
In a recent... God, Barack Obama. I can hear it.
People of America? American
there,
people.
There you go. In a recent lawsuit deposition, Dean admitted to having used the N-word long ago.
You have to throw in some
The suit alleges discrimination and racism at two of Dean's restaurants. Not really
that
all that
good.
That
was not Obama
not
at all.
Not good at all.
That was no Obama.
Okay. My second one on the list is a president.
Okay.
Which is the great Ronald Reagan.
Well, I could do a Reagan. Well, jelly beans. But the Dean's sons, also chefs with TV shows, and part of their family's restaurant's business, insisted that the depictions of their mother are an effort by the plaintiff to get a chunk of the family fortune. Well.
That's good.
Well. All right. This one will be Morgan Freeman. That was the first time I met Andy Dufresne.
I'm disgusted by the entire thing, because it began as an extortion, and it's become character assassination, Bobby Dean said.
That was awful.
That was so bad.
Okay, your next line, start where it says Jamie Dean.
Okay.
You have to do Keanu Reeves.
Whoa. Oh. I know Kung Fu. Jamie Dean said, it's ridiculous. Completely absurd to think that there is an environment of racism in our business. It's really disrespectful. To the people that we work with. Whoa. Party on, dudes.
You totally, like, that's so Bill S. Preston Esquire.
I know. All that's right. The only Keanu I could do. All right. Your next one is going to be Jay Leno.
Oh, hey. When he was a child, Jamie Dean said, and get this, his parents taught him the story of his hero, baseball legend Hank Aaron.
Is that right?
Is that right? Am I right? They explained that the challenges Aaron had to overcome because of his color was unacceptable.
You see this? You hear about this?
Yeah.
Okay. The last one I have for you is Christian Slater.
Well, same voice.
You can't do... No, Christian Slater's a little more...
Hey, he talks like this, kind of.
Christian Slater.
Yeah, man, yeah, totally, bro. Yeah. I don't know why they're all like Valley Surf dudes all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Was it? Where did you take off when he was a child? Or I'm just going to do the line underneath that.
Yeah, Paula Deen's fortune has taken a something.
Yeah, Paula Deen's fortune has taken a hit in recent days. It's kind of, it's not. Who is that voice? I'm doing somebody else.
You're doing a mix between Keanu Reeves and Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
Everybody can do McConaughey.
Yeah. Paula Deen's fortune has taken a hit in the recent days. As the Food Network dropped her as Smithfield Foods, one of her key sponsors. Also something I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. You're last, and you're going to do Christopher Walken.
Well, there are questions now over whether other business, including QVC and Walmart, may cut ties with the star of Southern Cooking.
That's it.
Chewy, get me to the ship.
Your tone is it's all wrong.
That's all I can do. As far as walking,
does your mother sew? Pow!
Pow! Sew this!
Have a sew that!
From the great Joe Dirt.
Joe Dirte.
I love that movie. That's a great one. What other impressions can you do?
Well, I'm trying to think. Everybody can do a Bill Clinton.
Yeah. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
You gotta do this thumb thing that he did.
You gotta go, hey.
Hey.
I'm going to play the sax for the youth of America.
Hey, I'm on Arsenio.
You guys.
That's great.
You guys, vote for me.
Absolutely great.
I at one point, I loved cheeseburgers. They were great. And they nearly killed me.
You can do I could do Seinfeld because it's just kind of like Jay Leno.
Yeah.
What is the deal with these people? Who are they trying to keep out?
You do a good Ray Romano.
Oh. Ray Romano. No.
Oh, Deborah.
No. Come on. Deborah. Come on. No.
Who does he write for?
I write for the New York Times. No. Is it Sports Illustrated? I live on Long Island.
See, it's natural for you, though.
Yeah.
That's your...
No. You could Robert.
You could probably be related to him.
No. Come on.
Let's see. Who else is there?
Everybody can do Will Ferrell's Harry Carey. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Look.
If you were a hot dog and you were hungry, would you eat yourself?
See, the thing that's funny about that is it's such an impersonation of an impersonation.
Yeah. It's yeah. such a zany impersonation of Harry Carey.
Yeah.
But it's so much fun to do. Hi.
Yeah. And you'll see, like, if you watch Major League Baseball like I do, like, all these guys, and I don't know if, like, all the other teams do it, but Derek Holland for the Rangers does it. There was a, who came in and pitched? They had, like, dueling Harry Careys with Derek Holland and somebody else that pitched for the Rangers
last
year.
Will Omon did it.
Yeah. Like, it's just, it's been going on for years. It's such a reduction of that guy.
Oh, man. But that was such a good, it was such a good.
It's a great bit.
Bit, yeah.
Yeah. You can also do, Howard Cosell.
Hi.
It's me, Howard Cosell.
Howard Cosell.
Coming up next on the Greg and Greg Show, it's Greggles with his pink shorts and his gray V-neck t-shirt.
That's Howard Cosell.
I'm Howard Cosell.
You could do I Am Mike Tyson. He kind of talks like this. I will eat your children.
Yes, it's Mike Tyson.
I am Mike Tyson.
Look, I will. That Evander Holyfield. He just got his ear right in my way, and I bit it.
I bit his ear off.
I punched that guy right in the face.
I will punch-a-size your face with my hand marbles.
He called into the Big Show one time, and everybody, or they did impressions of him while he was on the phone, and it was so uncomfortable.
Oh, that didn't sound like much like me at all.
Mm-mm. He was, and what's funny is, like, that's a reduction of his character,
I am the most superfluous athlete of all time.
Because his voice is a little deeper than what most people do. It kind of sounds like this. But most people like to pitch
you
it up.
You
got to
really pitch it up.
Yes, I'll punch you in the face. Could you ever beat my video game Mike Tyson's Punch-Out on
Nobody
the Nintendo
could.
Entertainment System?
As soon as you got to me, it was over.
All you had to do was watch for me to flash and then move to the right. Because I was going to bring that big, huge uppercut. I was going to knock your ass out.
One punch.
Mike Tyson's punch out.
Trying to think of who else I can do impressions of.
Please enjoy this moment of silence. Well, we don't have to continue doing
I think we could end there.
Yeah, we've run the...
Run the well dry.
Yeah.
The well is dry.
Our impressions are
awful.
Not very good.
No.
So, as we predicted in the beginning, it was going to go one of two ways. And I think it went both.
Yes.
Downhill.
I think it started one way and went worse.
It started at the bottom of the mountain and dug under the mountain.
Yes. We were at the bottom of the barrel, and then we scraped the bottom of the barrel, and now we're the stuff underneath where the barrel was.
Yes, that's exactly
right.
We're
the dirt where the barrel was.
All right, that's going to do it for this impression heavy Greg and Greg Show. Check us out, facebook.com/TheGregAndGregShow. And,
boo out.
Thank you, Iron Mike.
Yeah, I will.
Join us next time on The Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.